Oh, it's Saturday morning. At least I think it's Saturday morning. Yesterday was Friday, so I'm pretty convinced. I'm Keith.
I'm Gavin.
And welcome to the show that doesn't actually have a name yet. If you can think of any names, I bear in mind you've only heard 7 seconds of it, please get in touch with us.
The Keith and Gavin show, what about that?
Hang on, I thought you would have went for your name first. Thank you very much.
No, I'm not having anything. I'm having as little as possible to do with this.
Is that right? You know, I've got my own ideas for a name for this show, but I daren't say them just yet. I'm still haven't settled on one.
I think your idea is a good one, Keith. Let's get people to phone in once they've heard one of the shows and then make a few suggestions. Although I don't know if we'll be able to repeat all of them on air.
I don't know if that'll actually work, because technically, if people ring in after they've heard the show, they might come up with a title for a show that's just been cancelled. So I'm not really sure that's a good idea. Please, folks, get in touch. Try and come up with a name for this show before we finish it. In fact, in the next 10 minutes.
Well, listen, what have we got on today? What are we doing today?
Well, that's all good shows of content, and we're nothing if not content. We have the lovely Lucy coming in very soon.
Ooh, to give lovely us, Lucy.
Lovely Lucy. He's coming in to give us some entertainment news. So if that's your thing, or entertainment news, as I call it, please stick around for that there. She's got lots of hot news to tell us about. She wouldn't even tell us what it was in the foyer in the green room. So
must be fairly hot. It's a pretty much an all-female cast today, isn't it? So happy days.
Yeah, there's you, there's Lucy, and of course we have... you are wearing a dress. No one can see it on radio, but I can tell the listeners you are wearing a dress.
Well, at least I'm wearing something. And it's not that hot out there.
Okay, folks, we have the wonderful Casey Peters. You're going to stick around for that there, because you yourself are a musician, aren't you, Gavin?
Well, kind of. I do a bit of drumming, I do a bit of guitar playing.
Stop. What was that first instrument?
Drumming.
Yep. Well, that's what Casey plays. Casey Peters is a Californian who lives here in Northern Ireland, and she's coming in to talk about a big competition she's entered to become the best drummer in the world ever since the beginning of time, or something like that. But she'll explain more whenever she comes in. Well, so stick around, folks, we've got a full hour. Sorry, you were about to say
something?
Well, I was
going to say, I mean, you said I'm a drummer. Does playing the bongos, is that class as drumming?
I thought people smoked bongos. No?
Well, we best not go into that. It's a family show, Keith. Come on now.
Okay, did you play the bongos when you were in Bongo Land? Huh? Okay. So stick around, folks. We have a full hour. We keep promising that. We'll soon see. This is The Stranglers with Golden Brown.
Sunny day in Belfast. It's a cool 9 degrees out there. Hope you're all enjoying your Saturday afternoon, and you've got your handkerchiefs on your head.
Folks, in case you've been dying to do that all day, you've been practicing that wee accent. You know, we've got a real American coming on the show later, and she is going to put you right.
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
She teaches drums. Maybe she'll teach some accent lessons as well.
Is she a bit of a looker?
I believe so, yes. You know, that accent you were doing for a brief second, I thought it was Graham McClarkleroy. Is that his name? I can't remember.
Hey, well, you know, the Masters is on this weekend, and Big Rory is second favourite to win it. But he is definitely edging towards that American Northern Irish thing. You know, like Paul Rankin, he's the same. You take a wee bit of soda bread and you make your Ulster fry in the morning.
I'd like to point out at this point that there are other types of soda bread available out there, not just Rankin's soda bread.
No, I wasn't talking about his in particular. Just I remember he was on his show making it one time, so and that's the way he said it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is it true that GOLF is an acronym for... Have you heard this?
No.
I heard that GOLF is an acronym for gentlemen only, ladies forbidden.
Ooh, that could be a good one. That would be a good phone in for any listeners out there to confirm if that is true.
Anyone who actually cares, and I'd say that's about 3 people listening now, have probably already gone to Google.
I would like to know if that is the case, because that's a good one. Well, it's like, you know, what's the one whenever you're on a cruise ship and you have posh?
Posh, I know what that means.
Yeah, so it's an acronym for port out, starboard home. And speaking of cruise ships, we all know about the anniversary that's happening at the minute, Kate, don't we?
I have tried to keep the show a Titanic-free zone. Now, I'm not trying to be miserable, but just... I mean, it's everywhere you turn at the minute, isn't it? Titanic, it wasn't 20 years ago. Nobody talked about the Titanic.
I know, but everybody you can't else. Ignore it. It's in 3D now as well. 15 years later, it's in 3D now.
Oh, I mean, sorry, you're talking about the film.
Well, everything Titanic. I mean, it's pretty much the reason why Titanic became so famous is because of the film, and Belfast has obviously jumped on the bandwagon there, and wouldn't you?
You said the B word, Belfast. There are other places outside Belfast in Northern Ireland.
I know, but they have, the ship was built here, so you can't ignore that. Now,
of course,
what I would like to say, I have got something to say about this, is that as much as I enjoyed the film, as much as I love the buzz that's happening around Belfast and all the rest of it, it's a case of, you know, people kind of forget that there was a couple of thousand people died in that. It was a big tragedy.
I know where you're coming from, yeah. And I mean, I often wonder, will the Italians, 100 years from now, have a Costa Concordia Memorial Centre built and, you know, spend 80 squillion pounds or whatever the equivalent of a squillion will be by then?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, they're bound to.
Are you going to go and see the film?
No.
Kate Winslet in 3D, come on.
I'm not really a film. I don't have the patience to watch films, if I'm honest. I just... And there's others like me out there. Get in touch. If you're like me, you know, people say, you must remember Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and you go, no. And Star Wars. I am one of those people who hasn't seen Star Wars. Can you believe that?
No, I just can't believe that anyone like that exists on the planet. It's not possible.
I said that one time when I...
Sorry, did I say this planet? I meant every planet out there.
Once again, I'll apologise to Casey before she gets here for your accent. But Star Wars... I just sort of thought it was square, you know?
No way, it was light years ahead.
If you knew someone who was square before you knew Star Wars, and then you knew that the person who was square was into Star Wars, it would taint your view of Star Wars. That's what happened to me. So I just don't like Star Wars, and never really got into it, yet I've had to.
What about Star Trek?
Sorry?
Star Trek?
Star Trek, that was easy. It was on TV all the time. You got it. You didn't have to go out to cinema.
William Shatner. Is he still alive?
Of course he is. I watched an interview with him yesterday. He is still alive and brilliant at everything he attempts to do.
He is, he's a funny guy. You don't kind of get that from watching Star Trek, but he is quite a funny guy, actually.
I've heard in real life, he's a horrible, nasty piece of work.
Is that right?
Yep. Sorry, laugh all you want. He's not
William
listening.
Shatner. That reminds me of a joke, but maybe another time there, folks.
just to be clear, that Casey Peters has not walked in the room. That was actually Gavin once again doing his accent.
American accent.
Folks, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to wrap up this conversation now and bring in some music. This is The Clash. Coming up now, we have entertainment news. Folks, we have Lucy with us. Yay!
Go, Lucy!
Hello!
The wonderful Lucy is here with us. Lucy.
Luscious Lucy.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Lucy. you're laughing away there, Lucy. Come closer, come a little bit closer to me. That's about right there.
Yeah, because I'm so short, so.
What height are you, Lucy?
5'5" The half pint.
not 5.5 foot, it's 5 foot and then half an inch. Yeah, so that half inch is
always,
really
that's
important.
That's why I'm always in heels.
But that's where that half inch becomes so important.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm sorry to interrupt, Keith, but I'm 5'11 and 3/4. And whenever I say, you know, I'm 6 foot, my wife always says, no, you're not. you're not. So it's the same sort of thing.
It's the same thing, but you're almost 6 foot.
Almost 6 foot, and you're almost 5'1". So why not round it off to 5'1" then? Or is that with the heels off?
Thankfully it's with the heels off.
Hang on. You're 5 foot and half an inch with your heels on.
Keith, if she was orange, she would be an Oompa Loompa.
I know, I'd be a dwarf. No, I'm 5'5" with no heels, thankfully. So I'm probably about 5'5" with them on.
But hey, small in stature, big in entertainment news.
Lizzie, welcome to the programme.
Thank you for having me.
What's big in the news of entertainment? What's your first story?
Well, Cheryl Cole really is everywhere, all over the headlines. Mm-hmm. I'm sure, have you seen the pictures over the weekend? She's been shooting her new video, Call On Me, in LA. I'm sure you would love the pictures. She's,
well, I'm a big Cheryl Cole fan, so yeah, I wouldn't mind checking the pictures out.
She is looking better than ever. She's back to brunette as well.
Not the stupid hairdo that she had before.
So you
she
didn't really like the blonde?
No, she had that big kind of beehive thing going on when she was in the States, and that put me off for a bit.
Oh yeah, the...
Who's Cheryl Cole?
You know, the X Factor judge.
I'm only kidding. I'm a Cole fan.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I like doubles.
All right, Cole fan.
Yeah, I get it. You see that. All the older listeners will have got that.
I prefer Slack myself.
Uh-huh. I know a very good joke about that. A totally, totally unbroadcastable joke about that.
Anyway. So, Cheryl Cole.
Yes, so she has been shooting her new video and she arrived back in the UK today. She's caused quite a bit of controversy with the remarks she made about Lee Walsh as he actually managed Girls Aloud. I'm not sure if you knew that.
We're not allowed to repeat it, obviously.
Dare she insult Louis Walsh, the man who's brought so much success to our little island?
No.
What did she say about him?
I'm a fan of Lee. Well, it may have been taken out of context, but she did say that Louis, the manager, he didn't contribute anything to the band itself apart from taking the money. But
well, what did she contribute to? She just sang songs that other people wrote for and wore clothes that other people made. I mean, that's what being in a band's about, isn't it?
But when you think of it, they did get on very well in X Factor, so it probably has just been.
So is she not coming back to X Factor at all? And is that her done?
No, she has said that although it was a great experience, it is in the past, and she's ready for exciting things ahead.
Right, okay.
So, I mean, there's a space. Lucy, would you take it? Would you take the space if it came up?
I would love to, but I can't see that happening because I am tone deaf.
But also, you say you can't see that happening. I don't think the audience would be able to see you either because you're only 4 foot nothing.
That's true.
Your head would just be about peeking above.
Have you watched Britain's Got Talent? Did you get the chance to watch it over the weekend?
You know, the first show was pretty good at that, but I think, you know, the Britain's Got Talent thing is wearing thin a little bit.
Is there any Northern Ireland interest in it this year? Or
I actually was speaking to a guy who'd been filming the audition. So
filming? Did you hear that? Northern Irish filming.
Filming. I've been filming.
Yes.
I'm filming that.
The accent.
I think you'll find that's filming, as in cling film. Sorry for interrupting you. Anyway, filming.
Yes, he was filming. I probably said it the incorrect way.
Maybe you could get us a spot on there.
Yeah. Do you know, I actually caught a little bit of it because somebody did tell me about it, and I went and had a look at it. And there's a guy from Northern Ireland. Have you seen this playing the xylophone?
No.
Young Ashley Hay.
Where's he from?
Ashley's from Fermanagh, and his dad. You know, his dad was on talking with him. You know, you can see him warming up with Ant and Dec, and he's playing on his xylophone. And his dad's going, "Now, actually, here, that'd be a good job. Now we need to go out and put some more money in the chair." Like, and it's a John Joe, a real life John Joe sat nav.
Whereabouts are Fermanity from?
I don't know. Wherever they say Kier.
Kier.
Mm-hmm. It could be that part of Fermanagh called Donegal. Yeah.
How does it with a Kier Keyser?
Did he get three? Because I didn't actually catch it. To be honest, I haven't actually
watched it. What sort of entertainment, girl? She doesn't watch the shows.
This is entertainment, Lucy. What have we been? I'll tell you, for your benefit, Lucy, yes, he actually got through. David Williams.
Brilliant.
Didn't have the heart to turn him down.
So we got a xylophone player. Whatever next.
And I've heard from someone that there's a couple of other people who are going to be showing, so fingers crossed they get through too.
A couple of other people from here?
From Northern Ireland, yes.
Snow Patrol. Do you think
Snore Patrol?
Snore Patrol, yes. Well, if you like them, you call them Snow
Patrol.
If you're not so keen, you call them Snore Patrol. I'm not saying which I am. So what about Snore Patrol? Are they on it?
Well, perhaps they'll maybe make a feature on the live shows. Maybe they'll be performing. I'm just guessing, but they're doing great, so I don't think they'll have to audition. So yeah, next up, so Ashton Kutcher and Justin Bieber have been promoting the new series of Punk'd. Do either of you watch Punk'd?
What's it called? It's
Punk'd. That was P-U-N.
P-U-N-K. Apostrophe D. Have you ever heard of
Punk'd?
Where have you been? Yeah. You've been off.
No. It's an American.
Generation X, so I don't.
It's for those who have ever worked in the hidden camera genre.
Yeah,
it's a hidden camera show.
Yeah,
from America, isn't it?
So they have been promoting the new show, which is starting within the next couple of weeks in America. They also had a little bit of banter going on as
banter. Hang on, that's an Ulster Scots show. What are you talking about?
I know that is. I don't actually normally use that word.
Wait a second, I'm talking about Sunter. Sunter.
Sunter. Sunter.
Hey boy, it's Farron Cowell on here. So I was like, here.
I know that's a very good accent.
That's no bad at all. Hey, you ever notice that there's different types of cultures in Northern Ireland, and the ones from
cultures.
Yes, cultures. It comes derived apparently from the word agricultural.
That's not very PC, Keith.
Oh no, cultures okay, but it's a hidden camera show, isn't that right?
That is right. So I'm looking forward to checking out the new series of that. But also, I also had a look only online, of course, of Ashton's new $10.8 million mansion. And I have to say, it's actually definitely one of the nicest mansions I've seen in the Hollywood Hills.
Is it north or south of the border?
Is the point the
Los Angeles.
Do you think the 10.8 like is the 0.8 like Lucy's half inch? You know,
I know.
It makes all the difference. Oh, you know, he wouldn't have moved into a 10 million mansion, but a 10.8?
Yeah.
Is that Hollywood by any chance?
It is Hollywood Hills.
Hollywood County down. 10.8 million.
And they say there's a crash on. There's houses worth 10.8 million out in Hollywood. The people in Bangor must be furious.
Okay, don't think for one second that your subtle mention of a comedy show that you were in went unmissed.
I'm not here to talk about my ex-TV career and Just for Laughs, BBC One Saturday evenings. It was quite good, fared well against Harry Hill. But go on there, Lucy.
Yeah, so Justin himself, Justin Bieber, that is, had actually been checking out
he's
the
a girl,
mansion.
Isn't he?
No, he's a guy. He goes out with the lovely Selena Gomez.
She presented MTV.
Yes,
and I still didn't know who she was when she was stood in the middle of Belfast. I was going, big deal. I'm at Victor Meldrew in training, but go on.
So yes, Justin had been viewing the mansion and had set the sights on it, but Ashton got in there first, so he has now bought the new property. So lucky him.
Hey.
So that's entertainment news. Someone bought a house?
Yeah.
I tell you, you can do whatever you like these days as long as you're famous, and that's entertainment news. Yeah, go on.
Yes, so next story up, Kim Kardashian. Now, I don't know what you'll think, but this has did make headlines. Yes,
I can tell you watch a lot of MTV.
And she was spotted eating fast food. And I know, again, this isn't...
Oh, my goodness. I mean... First 9/11, now this. She was eating fast food.
I didn't even know Wendy still was around. Square burgers, they're the ones who did the square burgers instead of the round ones.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What made them famous and made them stand out. So you have, isn't that right?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd fit in there.
But there was, not only was she eating Wendy's, there was also a protest happening at the same time due to her wearing fur. So she has got into trouble for doing this before. So
furry burger.
Oh, okay. I can't believe he said that. Can you, Lizzie?
I know, that was...
Sorry, folks, but it was you who said it. But anyway, moving on.
I think I found I didn't, and my solicitor will also inform you of that fact as well. But yes, moving on, yes.
I don't want to be stereotypical, but are you sports fans?
Yep, mm-hmm.
Rugby fans?
He definitely
fans,
isn't.
Or,
I, yep. I describe myself as allergic to sport. Last person picked in PE is handed a guitar.
He's allergic to wine, by port.
Oh...
Anyway, I love sport, Lucy, so tell me.
You probably have heard about this thing, uh-huh. Gavin, that another Gavin, Gavin Henson, has been bitten of the Cardiff team.
For
and this is due to, boozing on a plane. Mm-hmm, so what are your thoughts on that?
I think he's all right. He's a good player.
Yeah.
But he is a bit of a glipe, is the word I would probably use. That's one of the words that I can use on radio, but he's a bit of a glipe.
Yeah, how come? Is that sport news or entertainment? I can't work it out. He's a sports person.
Yeah.
He got on a plane, he got pissed, and all of a sudden it's entertainment news. He's not an entertainer.
Pissed? You know, pissed?
Well, he got drunk. We'll drag that and paste it back in later.
But do you know, the thing with Gavin is he's actually been in a reality show, The Bachelor, on Channel 5.
That. Yeah, so and he appeared in The Buff and all, didn't he?
Yes, and he's also been on... 6 Degrees, if that's the correct name. So he has merged into reality TV as well.
Is that the show over here? The
it's one not
set in University.
No, 6 degrees over here. That's the average temperature.
Oh, sorry, yes, I forget that.
This is really bad, but I don't actually know where it was set. It was shown on screens last year.
Make it up. Timbuktu, really? Okay, Ballymoney. I didn't know that. It must have been very tough. And is that it for entertainment news, or is anything else?
Yes, and just to finish off, J-Lo, I'm sure you are big fans of J-Lo, her new toy
boy. Oh, well, one particular part of J-Lo, but anyway.
J-Lo, do you mean Jedward? Yeah. J-Lo, John and Edward. Yeah.
Yes, I love Jedward too, actually. They are, speaking of Jedward, they're actually representing Ireland again in the Eurovision.
Oh,
so
God.
I'm pleased about that. I think they're good. So yeah, J-Lo's toy boy, Casper Smart, has appeared in her new video, The Dance Again. So she has been criticised for this as Ben Affleck, her previous partner, a few years ago had appeared in another video. So she's getting slated for that, but they look good, so I'm sure it will.
Well, we'll look out for them, Keith.
Yes. Well, J-Lo, Ben Affleck, I've never heard of any of them. So that's the entertainment news. Thanks once again.
Thank you, Lucy.
Okay, coming up, some more music here. This is the Hot House Flowers.
fresh cut grass, and it's filling up my senses. And the sun is shining down on the blossoms in the avenue. There's a buzzing fly hanging around the bluebells and the daisies. There's a lot more love in you, but in this world, don't go. Don't leave me.
There's a question for you. Jimmy Savile, dead good, good dead.
Dead good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a game we're going to play later on, Keith?
In the studio, ladies and gentlemen, just joined us now is Casey Peters, the wonderful Casey Peters.
Hey, Casey! Hey.
You know, there's another radio show out there where they applaud like this in a group. I can't remember the name of it. Casey, you are a drummer, isn't that right?
I am.
Yes, and the more astute listeners will probably have went, she sounds not from here, and B, not male. A female drummer, there's not many of them around, are there?
Well...
Or are there? You tell me.
Well, I don't know. I think there are.
What is it? How many female drummers are there in your house?
Let's see. Me and the cat.
There you go.
Two. The cat's male, though, so that doesn't count.
Oh, I see, yeah. why are you in to see us today?
I'm in to see you today because I've entered a drumming competition just for girls, and it's called Hit Like a Girl.
Very good.
And can men enter this competition?
Well, obviously not.
Yeah, I'm just checking. I'm just reinforcing the notion.
Keith, I know you were probably looking to get in there. That'd be your only way of winning, big lad.
Do you know, could I not... like,
get a lipstick.
Can I not throw a dress
wig
on?
You're in.
How many's in the competition?
There's over 300 now.
From all around the world?
From all over the world.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, so you're asking, there's not a lot of drummers. Maybe there aren't female drummers, but there have been 300 entrants for this particular competition.
Right, and it's a worldwide competition. When is the heats taking, or when is the final? How does it work?
It's ticking away as we speak.
Really?
Yeah, there's an online voting system, and that's kind of why I'm in today, hoping that
you're wanting people to vote for you.
Your good listeners will log online and look me up and vote for me.
And what about, is there like going to be a big final somewhere, like a big gathering of female drummers?
You would hope so, but it's a totally online situation, so there's going to be... celebrity female drummer judges.
Oh,
right.
Looking at the top 12 on the leaderboard. I'm currently number 7.
Wow.
You're currently number seven.
I'm not doing too bad.
Lucky number 7.
But I got to keep the votes up because there's a lot of girls under
me. How many
me.
Votes have you had so far?
I've got 1,754, not that I'm counting. But the girl at the number 1 spot has over 4,000.
So you need all the votes you can get.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people in Northern Ireland, Keith, isn't there?
54. Well, there's plenty of people in Northern Ireland, but if you're relying on people that listen to this show, enjoy your 2 votes.
Oh, no. That's what
well, sir, that'll be me and you voting.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Fighting over the mouse. You can take the right click. I'll take the left click. How's that?
But you can vote from all your many devices. Only once, but per device. So you can hit me up through your phone, your computer, your Kindle, your iPad, your iPod, your gaming console. So even though it's one,
you've really got the sus, haven't you?
You have to. Listen, I'm competing with Indonesia here. The girl at the top spot is from Indonesia. She's got the whole of the country behind her.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's where it's, you know.
Yeah.
Is she any good?
No.
Is she not?
Well,
compared to you.
I shouldn't say that. I am a drumming teacher after all. She's 12. Right, so she plays like a 12-year-old, and what I mean by that is...
Sympathy vote.
Well, she's not very seasoned.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's doing like a...
Not flowing. You can tell that she hasn't got the experience behind her.
Yeah, she's got the fuzzy little slippers on, and it's all very cutesy-wootsy, although she is playing a heavy metal song, so it's a strange dichotomy, and she's mouthing the words, and it's strange.
Do you know, are there more people in Indonesia than Northern Ireland? Many Kindles?
I think so. I think there's probably a lot more. Isn't
it?
I don't know.
It's slightly related. I used to be a drummer in a band when I lived in London.
Oh.
And I was pretty good. Do you have a double bass?
No, no, I don't.
Double kicker?
No, it's not for me.
No?
No, I like the dichotomy of the yin and yang of a hi-hat on my left foot and a bass drum on my right foot.
You can tell this is a girl drummer. She used a big word.
What, yin and yang?
Dichotomy.
She's no knuckle dragger, as they say.
I'm a drummer who went to university.
Do drummer jokes apply to girl drummers?
I suppose so.
Yeah, right enough. Yeah, level playing field, you might as well not make him sexist as well, just anti-drummer. So the competition is called Hit Like a Girl?
Hit Like a Girl, which I quite like because, you know, that used to mean something derogatory.
How does somebody vote for you?
Mm-hmm. Online.
They just go on where?
Well, how about tinyurl.com/Casey Peters? And that's Casey with a K, folks. That's KASEY PETERS. That'll take you directly to my video. You'll see me playing for about 3 minutes. And underneath there's a vote button just under my video.
Now, I'm sure a lot of listeners out there, Casey, are saying, okay, you're a drummer, you're female, your accent's not from around here.
Is it not?
And that's you're asking for a lot of Northern Ireland support. So what's the connection?
I'm not a blowin'. I'm here 15 years.
Okay.
Come on. I'm fully...
I can hear a tinge in the accent there. I can hear...
immersed in the culture. Mm-hmm. I know about potato bread.
Do you know about soda bread?
Yeah, that's funny. You've picked up the accent slightly, and Van Morrison, in exchange, has picked up a bit of an American accent.
As has Graham McDowell, and Rory McIlroy's getting there too.
Yeah, Rory McDowell-Roy, or whatever he's called. It's all the same to me, all sport.
And whereabouts in America are you from?
California. Yeah.
The Sunshine State, isn't that? Oh, no, that's Florida, isn't it? What do they call California then?
What do they call California? It's been a long time since I've been there.
The Oak County. Sorry, no, that's Armagh.
The Orange County. You're thinking of Orange County.
Orange County, Florida. Guys, while you've got you here, Gavin doesn't know about this because you are here taking part in the drum competition. I've got a drum competition of my own. You can play along at home, folks, if you want. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play... Gavin, you did say you could drum. Not air drum. You said you could drum, yeah?
Very well.
Very
probably
well.
Probably better than her. I'd to
like
be
to see
you.
I'd like to see. Well, there's the point of my question. I have a little competition lined up, with no name as usual. But I am going to play you a little piece of drum, and all I need you to tell me is this a girl or played by a boy? So I'm going to play you the first piece of music. Don't look at the screen, please, but in case you get the answers. All I need you to do, right? Shout out a piece of a drum kit first off, Kissy.
Floor tom.
So I'm going to play you this one. Ready? Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Just choose any part of a drum kit there.
Small tom. Snare drum.
That's better. I've got that one written down.
Not the basics. That one.
He's a bit limited.
Here we go. This is the snare drum. Tell me, is this a boy or a girl drumming? You've got 10 seconds.
I'll go boy.
You say boy?
Yeah, but... It could be ovaries.
Am I allowed to answer as well?
But you can guess.
I think that's a girl.
You think that's a girl?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very famous drummer, which may or may not rule out that it's a girl. That's Lars Ulrich from Metallica.
Oh my God, I should have known that.
Yes, you should have known that there. Sure
which
didn't.
Song is that? Because I know most of Metallica's songs.
I don't know what song it is. Some sort
he
of
was
solo.
Definitely playing like a girl then, but he must have been a bit tired.
Hitting like a girl?
Apparently, he's tried to enter this competition called Hit Like a Girl, you say.
Well, he had really long, kind of girly hair at one stage, didn't he?
He had girl's hair. Now, stop going.
Now he has no hair.
Now, are you playing this game or not?
Yes.
Stop. Going digressing. Off on another tangent. Right, pick a part of a drum kit. Quickly.
Cymbal.
Cymbal. Which cymbal?
Crash.
Crash cymbal. Okay.
That's a girl.
Are you absolutely sure?
Yeah.
It's
a
girl.
It's me.
Well spotted. I thought I'd plan a trick question. Yes, I googled
Casey. Can we hear a bit more of that?
I googled Casey... Are you sure?
Just
you
to hear Casey, yeah.
Here she is, folks.
Good timing, Casey.
Oh, thanks.
Natural rhythm. That's very good. Do you know what? The only reason why I said I thought that was a girl, I think it was because of the sound quality. Not necessarily that you sound like you hit like a girl.
It wasn't in a stadium. It was just a
handheld
camera.
Anyway, as with all good radio competitions, it fell apart. Let's just carry on. You're going up next. We'll not worry about nominating a drum. But tell me, is this a girl or a boy, Casey?
I'll go boy.
You'll go boy.
I'll go girl.
And you'll go girl.
Mm-hmm. Go girl. Go girl.
That is, I don't know whether this is actually a famous drummer. Erica McElveen.
I don't know that name.
If you YouTube girl drummer, she's one of the first that come up, you know.
Okay. Oh, right, okay.
Okay.
So, does that put me in the lead then?
Eh?
That put me in the
lead.
The scores will be given out at the end.
And, oh, right, okay.
Trust me, Gavin, you will never win. next up, number five. Is this, for Gavin? Is this a boy or a girl? Mm-hmm.
That's a boy.
You see?
I was going to say boy as well.
You're both wrong.
Oh no.
That's an animal. That's animal from the Muppets. Listen.
Brilliant, very
now
good.
Now you hear the touch.
But he's a boy, surely, animal.
Yeah, it could have been a woman operating them.
Mind you, I used to go out with a girl who looked a wee bit like him.
Yeah. Some drummer in the wedding.
Isn't that your current Mrs. Keane?
Moving on. Casey, who is... we've done that one, haven't we? No, we haven't. Who is this? Boy or a girl?
Well, we're all headbanging.
Good tune.
I'm just going to go boy. Just law of averages.
Ah, listen.
I know.
That's a girl.
Do you think?
Mm-hmm. The way I could tell a female wrist hitting the hi-hats there, definitely.
Or was it a guess?
No, I can.
Yeah, it was a guess.
I know female wrist quite well.
He's guessed, right?
No.
You were wrong. Okay, up next.
But can you tell us who it was?
Metal Cohen. Metal spelled M-E-T-A-Y-L. The Metal Cohen. Whoever she is. But apparently it's a very good girl drummer who sounds like a bloke to you. Up next. A boy or a girl?
This is really hard, isn't it?
You know what? I'm going to ask you about this particular one. Is that good, that drumming, or bad?
I need to hear it again. It's very...
I thought it was a bit ropey.
It's a little ropey. So it's probably me. Slow down.
Casey, you'll be relieved to hear that's not you. That's what happens when you type in worst drummer.
Yeah, that's pretty ropey. I had to tread really carefully there, but
do you know what, it was even worse? His haircut was ridiculous. This big ponytail, and he took himself really seriously. Going, the big drum solo, man. And then he hit it, and he hadn't attached his camera properly, and his camera was flying all over the place.
Did he drop his drumsticks and all?
So
can you spin a drumstick, Casey? Can you do that?
A little bit of twirling.
I forget. That question's null and void then, because I forgot to ask you what. Or did you say? Did you tell me it was a boy or a girl? Whose turn is it?
Mine.
Yours? Are you sure?
No.
Who cares? Your go, Gavin. Boy or girl?
I'm gonna go boy.
And Casey?
Oh,
we're playing a drum competition. I don't know whether you've noticed, but you've come in to promote your drum competition, and we're having a drum
competition.
I'm gonna
go girl.
You're gonna go girl. Our survey says that Casey has won. Yes.
No.
Casey has won by 1.43.
I want to see the points. What does she win?
But before we go, I want to play as this
double
one
bass drum pedal.
Casey, as
a drum lesson with yourself.
Casey, I want to run this one by you here. Can you tell me what has happened here?
I know this.
Yeah.
This guy throws up in the middle of playing.
Oh, yeah.
It is a fantastic video.
You can tell that by the sound of it, yeah.
Like, just by the sound. He bulks right about here. No, he bulked already.
Yeah.
And now he's carrying on. No, wait.
Do you know, folks, there is proof that this woman has lived in Northern Ireland for 15 years, because no one in California says bulk. Or Australia. Oh, I believe he bulked. Yes. Yeah. So congratulations. Not only did you win the our very own Hits Like a Girl competition, Hits Like a Boy or a Girl, but you also identified correctly the piece of music where the man bulked before, or he bulked just after doing a big drum solo, and then he stopped playing because he went...
Is it on YouTube?
It's such a great video. He must do it all over his left foot and all over the hi-hat pedal. And but you could tell he feels better immediately afterward. And he carries on, but you know there's a smell.
Oh.
Everyone in the band's looking around like, what's happened?
What can I say? You've been a great fun with us today, Casey. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Casey. And good luck with the competition. Hope you do really well. Get the folks out there voting as many votes for Casey here as possible.
Thank you very much.
I would say break a leg, but break a skin. Is that not more appropriate?
That'll do. A stick and a skin.
Stick at it.
Break a stick.
Put your foot in it. And it's tinyurl.com/ Casey with a K Peters.
Perfect.
There you go. And if you go there, just keep left clicking as much as you want.
That's it.
It'll only register once. So buy an iPad, buy a Kindle as well. Casey, thank you very much.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you guys.
All the best.
Okay.
This is the jam. The jam there. Wasn't that great having Casey Peters in?
Yeah, she was great. She's a real good girl.
A real life female drummer.
But she does hit like a girl.
Yeah, yeah. But a real life American as well. Who's real life from here? It's kind of, you don't come across all those things in one go very often in Northern Ireland, I have to say. And it's just refreshing to see someone like that. Someone so positive. And get voting for her there, folks. But listen, at the top of the show, we asked you to send in some texts with suggestions for the names of the show.
Mm-hmm.
They were all rubbish.
does that mean the show's rubbish?
No, just the people out
what
there.
What about take out the trash, man? Taking out the trash.
Let's just say people out there need to be creative. But I thought of one. Oh. I had this pre-prepared. I kind of thought, you know, they would be rubbish in advance. Now, we had Risky Business.
I like that.
Hair of the Dog Show?
No.
Gone off that?
No.
What about As My Surname's Law and You're My Plus One? And you're gonna love this.
Oh god.
Making sure I hit the right button. Law, law, law plus one. Do you wanna hear that again?
Very good. Very good.
It's not very good. That's thank you, Nick. I'm sure Nick Hayward's not listening, so he's not gonna sue me.
Was that his only famous song, that one?
No, they had Fantastic Day as well.
Oh yeah, that was good. I liked that actually.
Well listen folks, keep the stuff coming in to us. Hopefully we'll be back next week if we're not cancelled. And we'd love you to join us then. It's been good fun.
Thank you. Arrivederci. Au revoir.
Stop trying to be exotic.
See you later.